Welcome to Heart and Soul, the radio show dedicated to all things BDSM. My name is Mistress Elisa. I'm a dominatrix, BDSM counselor, and life coach. Listen, you've got questions, and I've got answers. And I'll be talking to you from my heart and soul. Today, I want to look at five struggles of a good boy, also known as a submissive. There are certain things that submissives struggle with that can have them judge themselves and feel badly about themselves. And these are also things that those looking at the submissive from the outside in will likely also judge as being weaknesses, but they aren't. Number one, submissives will struggle with responsibilities. A lot of times you will hear, women say things like, oh, he's just afraid of responsibility. You know, he just doesn't want to man up. He doesn't want to own his responsibilities. And listen, I'm not giving men an out here. I'm not saying, you know, do things, have responsibilities, and then drop the ball, and it's okay. I am not saying that at all. What I'm saying is there are struggles, and I want you to look at the things that you're struggling with. So the first one is responsibilities. You've got family, you've got wife, children, work, you've got home projects, you've got community efforts, you've got nonprofits. You have people that work under you or for you. You're responsible for making sure that enough money comes in so that you can keep all of these people on the payroll, and the responsibilities go on and on and on. On one hand, the submissive good boy is an alpha male during the day, and he enjoys these things. He enjoys his work. He loves his wife. He loves his children. But what happens with responsibilities is that I often use the analogy of a Superman cape. You wear the Superman cape and you walk around and you strut in the world and people look at you in awe. And you walk into the room and, you know, people are just abuzz with how fucking amazing you are. And so on one hand, there is a payoff. But on the other hand, people oftentimes don't see how heavy the Superman cape is. Those responsibilities add up. Your brain is constantly filled with how you disappointed your wife, or how you missed your child's event, or how you missed bringing in that new client, or you lost the new client and therefore you have to let some people go. Your brain will be full of all of these things that you are juggling. And while you may enjoy the work, while you may enjoy having so many things and so many people to take care of, it can be a weight. And if you, as an alpha by day, submissive by night, I'm just going to use that terminology. It doesn't mean that you are alpha when the lights are on and submissive when you're in the bedroom. That's not what it means. It just means that you have an alpha side that you present to the world and a submissive side that's in your heart and that you're usually guarding, protecting, and hiding from the world around you because you yourself don't understand it and they absolutely would not. So those of you who are submissive in your hearts, but you are portraying this alpha in control, immaculate, perfect, you know, man who has everything going on, but who still is not happy, yeah, it's a lot to deal with. Those responsibilities will cause you to struggle. It doesn't mean that you need to be less responsible. It means that you need to learn to pay attention to yourself when you start to feel triggered, when you start to feel like you're being taken for granted, when you feel that your needs are not being fulfilled. It does not mean that you get to be an asshole. Let's be really clear about that. It does not mean that you suddenly have an excuse for doing things that are immature and immoral. It does not mean that you get a wild card pass for doing stupid fucked up shit on the job or in your marriage or anywhere else in life. Okay? That's not what it means. What it means is you need to pay attention. It means you need to understand that these are things that you will struggle with and that you need to pay attention to them and you need to take good care of yourself. Let's look at number two. Number two would be societal expectations. There are certain things that society demands of you. You know, from the time that you are a little boy, you're taught you're supposed to play with trucks. You are not supposed to like doll babies. You are supposed to want to get dirty. If you are a boy and you want to keep your hands clean or keep your body clean and, you know, dress well, then there could be something wrong with you. There are certain things that society teaches us, all of us. How should we look at men? And how should men look at themselves? And so society has taught you how to judge yourself. Society has also taught you how to judge others. And we embrace these rules and we try to live up to society's expectations. Here's the thing. No one lives up to them. No one. Do you know who calls me? Yeah, you've got the house, you've got the stay-at-home dad. You've got the CEO, you've got the priest, you've got any number of religious leaders, you've got the judge, the lawyer, the doctor, the psychiatrist, the psychologist. All of these people call me. All of these types of people call me, I should say, rather. So there is the expectation, but none of us are living what society says we should be living. Not a single one of us. Now, some of us will just go, fuck your rules. I'm going to do whatever the fuck I want to do. That's what some of us are doing. And I'm one of those. I do what I want to do. I'm not breaking any laws. I'm not doing anything immoral. But I'm going to live my life the way that I want to live it. I'm going to choose to be who I want to be. A lot of people around me don't understand what being a dominatrix is all about. A lot of people in the community think the BDSM community thinks that a dominatrix should look this way or act this way or dress this way, and if you're not in your bustier and your leather, then you are not really a dom. They don't understand that I'm a bad bitch with tennis shoes and shorts and a t-shirt. They don't understand that. That is beyond the scope of their understanding. My belief is that a dominatrix is someone that you are from the inside. And if you choose to dress her up, then do it. If I choose to put on certain clothing, then it's a choice. But it doesn't make me more or less of a dominant female. So what does this mean for good boys? Well, good boys are trying to live up to these expectations. They're supposed to have a certain status. They're supposed to have a certain car, drive a certain car or certain cars. They're supposed to live in a certain type of house. They're supposed to have a certain amount of money, have a certain type of watch. And it's like they are living their lives trying to please people that they don't know. Trying to please people that get on their fucking nerves. Trying to please people that they don't like. It's frustrating and it's irritating, but some are choosing to live their lives this way. And it's going to lead to a lot of problems internally. And when those internal problems manifest, you're creating problems in your life because you are embracing the fact that you're supposed to live up to society's expectations, But you're not meeting those expectations, and so there's this sense of judgment constantly. What is it that society is saying that you're supposed to look like as a man? Are you softer? Are you more considerate? Are you more gentle? Are you a good boy? Are you a submissive? If you are, then you should not be feeling badly about that. You should not be judging yourself. You should embrace it. And if you are at war internally, then you need to find a way to reconcile those two messages that you're sending yourself. What is your personal truth? What is it that society expects of you? And are you indirectly or directly embracing those expectations? Do they belong in your life? Okay, number three. Submissive men or good boys struggle with not being seen. Now, this sounds a little bit weird because you may think of getting dressed up and knowing that you look fucking amazing and all eyes are on you, so people see you, right? You've got your cufflinks and your $200 haircut, and you've got your, you know, whatever kind of shoes, and your suit costs a lot of money, and yeah, that's not being seen. Being seen is knowing that if you strip away all of your accoutrements, if you strip away everything that society has said you need to do, and you've done it, you take away the title and the education and the house, you take away all of that stuff, who are you? What are you left with? What is going on with that good boy? Just the part of you that is inside of the body. Not the body that has been going to the gym 5 days a week for the past 30 years, but you, the good boy that's inside of the vessel. Who are you? Good boys, submissive men, really ache to be seen. And the less you are truly seen, the more likely you are to dress it up. The more likely you are to try to overcompensate for the fact that you are dying on the inside, that there's a part of you that's shriveling up and just dying. It's because you have a soul, guys. You have a soul. You have more than a dick. You have more than a body. You have more than a brain. You have more than a heart. You have a soul. And if you do not tend to that soul, then a part of you, a very important part of you, shrivels up and dies. And so many of my good boys, many submissives out there, are trying to overcompensate for not being seen, for not being touched on a soul level. They're trying to make up for the fact that there's not at least one individual out there in the world who sees them, who knows them, who gets them, who supports them, who is there for them no matter what. No matter how much money is or is not in the bank, no matter where they live, no matter what their suit looks like, what their wardrobe looks like, is there someone who is there for you because of who you are, not because of what you have acquired in life, but because of who you are? Not because of how good you are in bed, not because of what you have to offer, not because you are a sugar daddy and you're constantly giving and supporting and dishing out large amounts of money, but does the person appreciate you for you? Now, I'll tell you something. Sometimes there is a person like this in your life, but if you are not well enough mentally, emotionally, physically, spiritually to see it and to respect that relationship, then you will fuck it up if you have not already done so. If you do have the wonderful honor of having someone in your life who sees you, you for you, Not for all of your shit. Not for all of the stuff that you have acquired. But they see you for you, and you're throwing that away? You're fucking up. You're fucking up. You're setting yourself up to be that 80 or 90-year-old guy who's just rotting away in a bed in a home somewhere. I tell you what, a good boy who has touched my heart, I don't care if he's 110 and he's got age spots from head to toe and he is not able to control his bodily functions, I swear to you, as a dominatrix, I am there. If he has shown me who he is, and he has been a good boy to me and for me, then when he needs me, I am there for him. That is the beauty of being seen, and many of you are setting yourselves up to be old and lonely and bitter and afraid and full of regrets. Your wife or your wives will not be there. Your multiple children from multiple women will not be there. Your grandchildren don't know your fucking face. All because you're living a shitty life. If you are a good boy, if you are a submissive, if you're a human being, you can learn this lesson. There's a beauty to being seen. If there are people in your life who see you, then you need to make sure that you take care of those relationships. However, if there are no people in your life who see you, then you need help. You need to be able to love yourself so that you can love others. You need to be able to get out of your own head, out of your own negative space, and you need to be able to embrace your truth and start to live a full life. There is an art to being seen. There's an art to living a full and fulfilling life. And so many of us did not learn this. We didn't learn these skills growing up. But that doesn't give us an excuse. I'm putting myself in the same boat as some of you. I didn't learn these things growing up. I learned many of these things as I got older, and I'm still learning. As a dominatrix, I'm still learning. So what's your fucking excuse? Are you just too much of a man? Too full of ego? Too fucking amazing? You know? Are you better than everyone else? You're setting yourself up for failure. You're setting yourself up to not be seen. You're putting walls up between yourself and those around you, and you're going to fuck it up. Being seen is essential in life, but being seen is essential particularly to those who are in this lifestyle. Submissives, if you're going to be well taken care of, your dom needs to see you. She needs to understand who you are, where you are. She needs to be able to read you. And if you're walking around lying with your words or your actions, if you're misleading her, she's not going to be able to take good care of you. Fix that shit. Number four, not having a place to lay his head. Submissives need this because, again, most submissives are alpha out in the world. They are in charge out in the world, and so when they come home, they need a place to lay their head. They've taken on the world. They've taken on power brokers, they've taken on the powers that be. And when they get home, they don't want to have to figure it out. They don't want to have to think. They want to just relish in the fact that they are there, they are being seen, and they have a place to rest, to be rejuvenated, to be replenished, to be loved, to be taken care of, to be a good boy, to have their tasks, you know, they know what they are to do, they know what is expected of them, but this time, instead of it being a chore, it is something that they do for their mistress, for their dom. It is something that they do in service to her. And let me say this, This is where it's important for DOMs to understand what's happening in their relationship with their sub. Because if your sub has had a particularly rough day, and he comes home and you are just ready to whip him into shape and, you know, train and shape and mold, and you're task oriented, that may not be the best call for that day. Maybe you're stretching him and molding him, and so maybe the training is something that you're doing intentionally. But a lot of times, DOMs are so focused on themselves and focused on getting what they want, because they're the fucking DOM, they're the ones in charge, and that's all that matters, that they run their subs dry and empty and to the end of their rope. You know, they just get to the end and they end up calling me saying, "Mistress, you know, I'm doing the best that I can. I'm giving my DOM my all. But she doesn't listen. She doesn't seem to care about me, you know." And he is doing his best to hold on and to stick in there with her, but he's running empty, and she's so fucking self-absorbed that she's not seeing what's happening with her sub, and that's a problem. Subs need a place to lay their head. Subs need a place where they can just relax and let go. And subs, you need to take care of that space when you have it. Don't take it for granted. Don't take her for granted, meaning your DOM or the dominant female who's in your life. You can't take her for granted. If you do, you will have nowhere to lay your head. If you do, your only other choices will be to go and, you know, chase someone who gets your dick hard. And then, you know, you do what you want to do with her, your dick is no longer hard, and then you're sitting there, and you're faced with your shit. You're faced with the fact that you're alone. You're faced with the fact that there is no one there who cares for you. That the best that you can get is someone who will use you and take from you, excite you for a moment. You're done with her, she's done with you. And then you're just left there looking for another distraction. That is not healthy. It's not anything that you should strive for. What you need is to take care of yourself, to take care of the person that you're in a relationship with. You're in it together, and you need to communicate, and you need to know your role, and you need to fucking own it. If you're a good boy, you're not going to have a place to lay your head if you're constantly fighting and trying to undermine your DOM. You're not going to have a place to lay your head if you have chosen to serve a quote-unquote DOM who's not really a DOM at all, but she's just arm candy, and, you know, she's someone there that you've chosen to keep you company. That's not going to be somewhere to lay your head. You know that you have somewhere to lay your head when you lie down in peace, when you get up and you're full of peace, when you get ready for the day ahead of yourself, and, you know, you're focused and you're balanced, and it's just a beautiful day, and you're ready to take on whatever the world, whatever life puts before you. You are ready to handle it. That is how you know you have a place to lay your head. But if you're lying down and you're full of strife and angst, and you wake up like that and you're taking that energy with you into the day ahead of yourself, you don't have a place to lay your head. You are either directly or indirectly contributing to the madness and the dysfunction that is keeping you from resting, that is keeping you from being balanced, that's keeping you from being able to live and breathe and just love your life. Submissive men need a place to lay their head. They should not have to walk around with their Superman capes on all the time, and having to be in charge and fixing things and taking care of things and They need a place to relax. That doesn't mean that they get to be lazy, not at all, but they do need a place to relax and rest. Number five, not understanding what is going on within himself emotionally. This is a struggle. You have a lot of men who are on automatic pilot. They are doing things, they are bouncing from one distraction to another, they're looking for one or another thing to get them excited or to get their dicks off, or, you know, they are gathering these people around them who are nothing more than chess pieces, and they're moving them around the board of their lives, going, okay, well, I want to move her here, and I want to move this there, and it's a mess. You don't know what motivates you. You don't know what is empty. You don't know what hurts. You don't know what's bothering you. You don't know what you're running from. You don't know what you're running toward. And so you could have the most amazing people in your life, but you will constantly fuck things up. You don't know what's wrong. You don't know why you're making a mess of things. You need to look at yourself. You need to look at where you've come from, how you've been programmed to live, to think, to believe. Sometimes you need to just take a really good look at what your programming is on the inside. You look at it, you make a choice. I want to keep that. I don't want to keep that. Have you been programmed to believe that you're worthless if you are not doing dot, dot, dot? Well, then I would say you need to challenge that, because you're not worthless just because you're not living up to someone else's expectations. Listen, when people are placing expectations upon you, a lot of times it's because they are not living up to their own expectations. You know, usually the people who are wanting you to be a doctor aren't a doctor. Or maybe they're wanting you to be a doctor because they are a doctor, but they are losing their own sense of self. You know, if it's an older father, maybe he's losing his own sense of self. Maybe he wants you to carry on the family name because of a sense of family pride. Maybe it's all about him in some way. Who cares? You have your life and you need to live it. Other people's expectations are none of your fucking business. That's how you should live your life. Who are you emotionally? What's going on with you? When you free yourself to just unzip and look inside of yourself, touch this piece and explore it, look at it, figure out what's going on. How does it feel? Is that even yours or is it someone else's? Why is it there? Is it serving a purpose? Do you want to keep it? A lot of subs are carrying around years and years and years of stuff, and it goes back to their earliest programming. Some things you will want to keep, but some things aren't your truth, and you really just need to let go of. So I have this philosophy of cleaning up your space, owning your truth, keeping your space clean. My clients learn how to clean up their space and how to keep it clean. We don't walk around with emotional baggage. We don't walk around with other people's shit. We don't walk around thinking that we should be doing this or we shouldn't be doing that. The only thing that you need to do is find your truth and live it. And let's look at something, you know, finding your truth. Let's take something that I think most people would agree is bad or wrong. Messing around with little children, that's just wrong. Okay, so when you find your truth, your truth is not going to be, I like fucking with innocence because it makes me feel powerful. That's not your truth. Your truth in that kind of situation would be, I prey on little children because I don't feel strong, because I didn't get what I needed when I was a child or when I was younger. And so this is my way of reclaiming what I felt I lost. Your truth is in there somewhere. So when I say embrace your truth, I am not saying that you need to just half-ass do your work and go, well, my truth is just that I like children. No, that's not your truth. You're a predator and your ass needs to go to jail and you need counseling and you need to get that shit worked out. That is not acceptable in any form or fashion. I don't care which angle you look at it from. Children are off limits. So when you have something that you're struggling with, that you know is wrong, that you know is immoral, then you need to find your truth, and that's how you work through those types of things. That's how you come out on the other side of it. Instead of obsessing over the thing that has you shackled and bound and trapped, you don't obsess over it. You get to the heart and the soul of the issue and you work your way through it so that you can come out on the other side. Okay? And to be clear, to those of you who are listening, I'm using that example of children because it is something that I think 99% of my listeners would agree with. And maybe there's that 1% who's listening who struggles with that, and maybe that could help them. But I'm using something that most people who are listening to me cannot relate to. Most people can't relate to that. And so maybe you can see the answer there. You know, it's not so close to home that you become defensive. All right, this podcast has been long enough. We have looked at 5 struggles of a good boy, 5 struggles of a submissive. They struggle with responsibilities, with societal expectations, with not being seen, with not having a place to lay their head, and with not understanding what is going on within themselves emotionally. If you struggle with these things, don't run to BDSM. Don't run to a camp girl. Don't run to sexual stimuli. Don't become distracted. You need to learn the art of acknowledging your truth, of working through your stuff. You need to learn the art of just being able to take care of yourself. Bouncing from one thing to another, bouncing from one piece of ass or one pair of tits to another, having more children, divorcing your wife and getting a new wife, these things aren't going to fix anything. You're going to take that same shit that's inside of you into each one of those situations, and not only are you perpetuating these lies, but you're just spreading your dishonesty and your untruth to others. You're impacting other people's lives. You're impacting more women, more children. You know, if you think that having children is the answer, listen, if you're struggling with these types of things, then you need to turn away from things that are sexual. I don't want to say turn away from. You need to make sure that you're not using things of a sexual nature to try to soothe yourself, because it simply is not going to work. All right, guys, if you have any questions about me or my services, you can visit me online at alisacoaches.com. That's www.alisacoaches.com. alisacoaches.com.